From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, along with Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Today is December 23rd, the last day for people to sign up for health insurance on the Affordable Care Act's federal exchange if they want coverage by January 1st, or at least we thought it was. The White House is now saying that people have until tomorrow, December 24th, to sign up. The change has left many wondering whether or not healthcare.gov can handle the last-minute rush of enrollees. So this is a bit confusing, and let's get clarification from Julie Rovner, NPR's health policy correspondent. Hi there, Julie.
Hi there.
So where are we now? What is the actual deadline for January 1st coverage?
Well, officially, the deadline is still today. I think the reason for the extension is there was some concern. There's been a lot of activity on the website over the weekend, more than a million visits, 200,000 calls to the call centers. I think there was some concern that perhaps if the website got overwhelmed, that some people might go past midnight. So they wanted to make sure that everybody who tried to get on the website and sign up today would get signed up, even if that sort of leaked over into tomorrow. But I think the technicality here is that in order to let those people who start today and finish tomorrow sign up, there's really no way to stop people who actually show up tomorrow for the first time. So what they're saying is that today is still the deadline. You should, if you want to get health insurance, it starts January 1st, please show up today and start the process. And if you need to finish tomorrow, that's okay. But I suspect there may be some stragglers who show up tomorrow and they actually can probably sign up too.
I see. So the key is completion by midnight tomorrow.
That's right.
Okay. So what happens if healthcare.gov continues to be overloaded with last-minute enrollees even through tomorrow?
Well, I think at some point they're going to have to cut this off. If you sign up after the deadline, you will get health insurance. You just won't get it for January 1st. You'll get it for February 1st. They really do have to. They've already extended this deadline once. It was originally supposed to be December 15th for insurance. It starts January 1st. So then they extended it to December 23rd. And now there's sort of effectively one more day. So at some point they're going to have to cut it off.
Okay. So we've also seen today that the White House announced that President Obama signed up for a bronze-level insurance through a Washington, D.C. Exchange. That's purely symbolic, of course, because he gets his health care through the U.S. military. He's also announced, back on Friday, President Obama announced that 1 million people have enrolled so far, a big jump from the number that we had at the end of November. But it's still much lower than the administration's target of 3.3 million by the end of this year. How close do you think they're going to get?
That's right. And, you know, I think, of course, everybody expected that that there would be a surge in signups here at the, you know, close to the deadline for plans to start January 1st. They expect another surge that will come at the end of March. That's the end of the 6 month total enrollment period. But, you know, it doesn't really matter as much how many people that sign up, as long as it's the right mix of people that sign up. They need sort of enough young and healthy people to offset the older, sicker people. And frankly, perhaps more older, healthier people to offset perhaps some younger, sicker people. That's what insurers are most worried about, whether they get the right mix of sick and healthy people. So whether it's 7 million, which is what was anticipated, that was the guess from the Congressional Budget Office, or whether it's 3 million. If you get 7 million sick people, that would be a really bad thing. If you get 3 million and the mix is right, that would be an okay thing. So don't necessarily look at the numbers, look at what the mix is. And I think we're not really going to know that until the end of this whole enrollment period, which is in March. This is really just the midway point, people signing up who want that insurance to start January 1st.
Okay. So, but just to clarify from where we began, if people want January 1st coverage, the White House is telling them begin the process today, but you have until midnight tomorrow to complete it all on healthcare.gov.
That's what they're saying. They want people to get on today. But if there are technical problems or if they have to start queuing people, then, they'll send you an email and say you can come back. And yes, you can come back tomorrow and you can still get insurance to start January 1st.
NPR's health policy correspondent Julie Rovner. Julie, thank you as always for clarifying a confusing topic for us.
My pleasure.